A video has been trending on social media lately. You've probably seen it. It's that clip of a court eunuch dancing, usually with a caption like, a guy who got exempted from military service, or a guy whose name is X, implying that he lacks masculinity, that he's soft. Basically, that he is Prince Ali. At first glance, it's funny. But when you look deeper, the implications are a lot more complicated. Welcome to Nipa Podcast. I am Nima Parsa, and this is episode 4, Prince Ali and the Encouraging Girl. Go! Why can't a man step outside society's expectations? Why is it that a man, a boy, a male, can step outside the framework that society has dictated for him? Why does he have to endure countless small and large suppressions just to keep the label of man intact? And the craziest part, many women actively support and reinforce this system. They're drawn to men they perceive as strong until they find another strong one. These are the words of one of the greatest thinkers of our time, Dr. Jordan B. Peterson, in his speech in Finland, November 2023. The issue goes far beyond a simple viral video. It's about the fact that in order to be accepted as a man, guys are constantly forced to do things they don't want to do and forbidden from doing things they actually enjoy. And then there is a particular group of women who feel this fire. They use phrases like he's canceled or he's too soft, and the result? A never-ending cycle where no man is ever enough. He's always lacking, always disposable. And if a guy ever dares to complain, oh, you must have a magic charm, making girls fall for you. Who is Prince Ali and who is the encouraging girl? Let's take a moment to break this down. In his book, The Boy Crisis, Dr. Warren Farrell discusses these dynamics, though, of course, we've added a little local flavor to the terminology. So, who is Prince Ali? He's the guy who's always anxiously trying to provide, always hearing the same thing, not enough. And who is the encouraging girl? She's the woman who is highly consumer-driven, someone who doesn't want to or simply can't provide for herself. And more often than not, she's the one telling Prince Ali, not enough. How do they interact? It goes like this. The encouraging girl, after confirming that Prince Ali isn't capable enough to meet her standards, leaves him. She moves on to satisfy her consumerist needs elsewhere. And Prince Ali? He's left with one massive question. Why? I did everything. Over time, there's a high chance that this guy will completely detach from his former self. He might become emotionally indifferent, focusing only on his own desires, mirroring the way he was treated. And then the cycle repeats. He meets a new girl. That girl, after being hurt, turns into an encouraging girl herself. She finds a new Prince Ali, and it all starts over. Sound familiar? Yeah, it's us. Right here. Right now. Now, what is the reason? What do you think? Let's connect the dots with two psychological patterns that mirror this behavior in men and women. For men, there is not good enough syndrome. No matter what he achieves, it's never enough. For women, there is good girl syndrome. She has to be obedient, kind, self-sacrificing, flawless, beautiful, and perfect just to be deemed worthy. If a man doesn't meet the ideal male standard, he feels worthless, unrespected. If a woman doesn't meet the ideal female standard, she feels unlovable. And the root of both society's traditional expectations. I've just remembered a concept discussed in the book named Anxiety Status by Alan Dubarton, and this is how it goes. The idea is simple. We experience anxiety when we feel our status in society is threatened. Imagine a small tribe where everyone is 170 centimeters tall. No one worries about their height because everyone is the same. But now, imagine a 2-meter tall man enters the tribe. Suddenly, the whole society is shaken. Some people ditch their old friends just to be closer to the taller guy. Some people refuse to leave their house out of fear of being judged. Now replace height with wealth, looks, power, or status. And that's our world today. With the rise of the internet, we're all exposed to the absolute best of the best. Men see the most beautiful, flawless women and decide that's all they want. Women see the richest, the most powerful men and decide that's all they want. And in this pursuit of perfection, everyone feels inadequate. So what's the solution? Honestly, I don't know. You got any idea? Let's give us some time to think about this. Honestly, I have no idea. But I figured, why not ask the most intelligent and well-informed entity I know? ChatGPT, take it away. Nima, this problem has two sides, individual and social. On a personal level, people need to understand what game they're caught in. Women need to recognize that good girl syndrome makes them overadapt and ignore their own needs. Men need to realize that not enough syndrome is a lie that society has fed them. Step 1 is to identify these pressures. Step 2 is to break free from them. A woman must learn that saying no is valuable. A man must understand that his worth isn't tied to his success or income. But at a social level, the solution is much harder. These toxic standards are deeply rooted in culture and media. The only way forward? Redefining values. We need new narratives in media, in storytelling, in everyday conversations. A man shouldn't be judged solely by his success and money. A woman shouldn't base her entire worth on external validation. When these messages get repeated over and over, collective mindsets can shift. At the end of the day, we're living in a society in transitions. The old system is collapsing, but we haven't built a replacement yet. The solution isn't to fight or to surrender. It's to create a new definition of value and identity for both genders. Final thoughts? So there you have it. Whether you agree or disagree, that's up to us. Thanks for tuning in to Nipa Podcast. Huge thanks to my amazing Nipa team. And of course, to ChatGPT the Great. You can listen to our episodes on nipa.academy. That's nipa.academy. If you enjoyed this, share it with your friends and follow us on social media. It means the world to us. Take care of yourselves in this crazy world. Much love. Until the next episode. Cheers. Go.